I've called a guy in Eau Claire, and he says he's got a little bit of time to go on with us before we go out for his morning walk. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the best 5 minutes of the day.
Thanks.
Two brothers from another mother, starting with politics today, because I get to got to play the breaking news sounder at some point yesterday, shortly after 8 in the morning, because Kamala Harris choosing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate.
Yeah, she sure did. I was a little bit surprised by that. You know, it's always fun to see people's speculations before an announcement like that is made. But I was a little bit surprised that she chose him, but I have enjoyed the energy that I've seen coming there. So I watched a few videos yesterday of Tim Walz at the Minnesota State Fair, and they're just fun. And so, yeah, it was just neat to see that.
On the positive side for him, I mean, some of these threads, I thought some of these dad memes or these posts about
big him, dad energy.
But here's the thing I wanted to address is just I'm a fan of politics. I mean, just like what I like in sports, if I'm not rooting for one of my teams, Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, is just good competition. And that's what I would want in politics. So I guess I thought it was going to be Shapiro. I thought that would make a more interesting race. He's the governor of Pennsylvania, who is Jewish, and yet he has been critical of Israel, but supportive. And so a lot of the initial reaction rushed to, this is anti-Semitic, this is Kamala Harris bowing to the left. This is what I'm hearing from Hugh Hewitt on Wogo this morning, and others, J.D. Vance, is reinforcing that. Let me just say, as I really dug deeper yesterday and listened to more, like some of the reporting from Jackie Emmerich and Fox saying that multiple sources talking about Shapiro and his ambitions. He's younger than Harris. Listen, this guy's got presidential ambitions, and you can understand
that. Yeah.
He was the president of his college as a freshman.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think he's going anywhere. You know, I think we're definitely going to see him around in the next decade or so, moving up. I think one of the things that stands out to me is the tendency to go low, and to make criticisms that are not actually accurate. And, I think all of us can be criticized in one way or another. And I just wish that our politicians would try to represent one another accurately rather than dismiss one another.
As politicians and the media, and again, there's enough media bashing, and as a member of the media, you know, I feel those blows sometimes. But, I mean, I think the fact is that what I'm... That's why I appreciated deeper reporting other places. And if I say some of the outlets, people get us out of that. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is to find out, like, apparently in the meeting that Shapiro had with Harris, I mean, he was like, hey, you know, it wasn't what Walz was saying was, I just really want to be supportive of you. It's like, hey, how about we give him a 2-for-1 presidency?
Sure.
And, you know, you got to think about what the fit is, right?
Right. And I think even from what I read, he came out of that and said that he didn't feel like it went that well. So his meeting with Harris, and so I don't know what the context of that was, but there's a lot of factors, and I think that's true, is that so much of this happens behind the scenes that we just don't know or understand what goes into these decisions.
And right. Having said that, I think what it is critical thinking and realize. I'm not denying that. Yes, the pro-Palestinian and protests, anti-Israel protests are going to occur at the Democratic Convention in Chicago. I know that's a big concern, but I'm not saying that. Like, multiple things can be true at the same time, and it feels like, you know, I got to say, coming out of Liberia, somebody who was in education, as we've tried to be, said that the biggest need in Liberia was for critical thinking. And as I come back to America the last 6 years, I'm like, yeah, that's a big need here, too.
Yeah, one of the biggest needs here, too, is critical thinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
So I just need, you know, a lot of times what this serves for me is to just, it's like therapy. I just get this off my chest here a little bit.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here for that.
All right, Dr. Cairns, we got Acts 5:27-28 today.
All right, it says, then they brought the apostles before the high council where the high priest confronted them. We gave you strict orders never again to teach in this man's name, he said. Instead, you have filled all Jerusalem with your teaching about him and want to make us responsible for his death.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on those two verses, you say, once again, the guards brought the apostles before the Sanhedrin who questioned them. Notice what the leaders of the council said. We told you in no uncertain terms not to teach about this man, but here you are again, filling the city with his teachings and intending to bring his blood upon us. Still, in Matthew 27:25, the Jewish leaders had explicitly accepted responsibility for my son's death by saying, "Let his blood be upon our children and us." Actions have consequences. They did not want to deal with what was now happening in and around the city. Final thought.
Yeah, for me, I think this is one of those areas where we can see linkages, right, with other areas of Scripture. And we want to pay attention to how those things tie together.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to go back to Matthew and seeing that there's this connection, I think brings more context to the story.
Very good. Thanks for talking. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Our buddy Jason Cairns. Well, Caleb, our goal all throughout the morning was to try to get to that 5,200 to match our business sponsors. Wanted to greet you with that. And I got to say thanks to Allison in Chippewa Falls. She's the only one who heeded my pleads this morning as she came through with a gift of $50 at wib.com. And so thank you to her.
And again, our goal to take that $5,200 given by our sponsors to double it and then to triple it. But here it is Wednesday. We only have through Friday and we haven't doubled it yet. And so I'd love to throw this out there, say, hey, it's $800 left. Maybe that's eight different people giving $100, 16 giving 50. Maybe that's one or two people who could take care of all of that. But could we get to that $5,200 by 7:30 this morning? And now all of that's taking into account gifts that have been pledged as long as those are given. Thank you again so much to Paul and Nicole from Willard who had that $500 challenge saying we want to give $500 if we could find three other individuals who would also give $500. So praise the Lord, we found those three other individuals. So again, maybe there'd be other people who want to take up a big challenge like that or throw out one of their own, but we are $800 away from reaching, again, that first plateau in trying to double and then triple. So could we do that by 7:30? It would start with a gift right now at wwib.com/backpacks, that big red bar at the top of the page, wwib.com. Get there. It'll only take you one, maybe two minutes to give a gift to help these children in need. Thank you so much to James and Jill from Chippewa Falls as they let us know on the text line that they will pledge a gift of $100 for children in need through our Backpack to School Challenge. Again, we said, hey, we were $800 away. As long as everything pledged comes in, we're $800 away from getting to that first plateau of $5,200 matching what our sponsors have given. We want to double and then, Lord willing, triple that. But now, thanks to that pledge gift from James and Jill, $700 away, trying to do $700 more by 7:30. Would you help as well? WWIB.com, right at the very top of the page. You can't miss it. It says Backpack to School Challenge, a big red bar there. Would you help us? Again, what we've been doing all throughout this week, and it only goes through Friday. This is just one week, and it is a big push on the year. We know you hear about it time after time, but we're asking if God would prompt you, if he'd nudge you, would you respond? Would you help us love and serve children in need and love and serve their parents as well? Because we hear so many times of parents that they desperately want to provide for their children. They're not being lazy. They're not being shiftless. They want to provide for their children. But there's just so, we've seen what inflation is doing and medical bills that might be unexpected car repair bills. It's just the cost of food. There are so many things that can make this time of year so, so stressful. So for this one week, WWIB and our sponsors are asking you for your help. It's our Backpack to School Challenge. It's presented by our great friends at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Again, our goal is to provide backpacks filled with school supplies in three different areas, and this is locally and internationally. Valley Vineyard Church and We Care Eau Claire, their big backpack giveaways in mid-August. We've been saying over 2,000 students expected to be served through that. It's probably more like 24 or 2,500, honestly. And again, this year, we want to not only have a local component, but an international component as well to help bring hope to starfish kids in Liberia through Teamwork Africa. Peggy Halverson was talking about that too. And again, that funds can go so much further in Africa as well, too, to get them what they need and to provide the shoes and some of these other barriers that if the kids don't have what they need, they can't even go to school in Liberia. And so we have that wonderful opportunity to serve them as well. So we're saying, again, it takes at least, and an emphasis on at least $50 to provide a child with a quality backpack and school supplies. So through this Friday, so 3 days left. Today's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Through this Friday, our goal is to supply funds for 300 or more of these backpacks at $50 a piece, which means we're hoping to raise at least $15,000 in a single week. again, so many students, thousands, truly thousands, when we're talking locally and internationally. We want to thank our sponsors for starting us off, Metropolis Resort and so many others. That matching challenge that we're trying to hit by 7:30, that matching challenge of over $5,200 to start off the drive. And again, $700 away from that. And maybe that's seven different people giving $100 like James and Jill did. Maybe that's one or two people. Maybe that's 10 different people giving smaller amounts. Thank you so much for considering a gift right now at WWIB.com, that big red banner at the top of the page. Thank you again to our sponsors, and they include your family-owned A&W restaurants of Withy, Spencer, Colby, Altoona, and Cadott, WNB Financial, Overhead Door Company of the Chippewa Valley, Roto-Rooter Sewer and Drain Cleaning, and Stelter Incorporated. Thank you to so many people who've given wonderful gifts. Rose from Phillips gave a gift of $50 in honor of her dad, Bob. Thank you to Virgil from Whitehall, a generous gift of $250 to provide a backpack and school supplies for five children. If you'd like to help us meet this need as well, you can do it right away. Again, WWIB.com/backpacks, WWIB.com/backpacks. We're going to play a song here from Andrew Ripp, and hopefully there's some good news on the other side of it, hopefully in between this song.
All right, the Backpack to School Challenge continues, and again, thanks to Allison in Chippewa Falls, and also, I guess, Caleb, you took another call for a pledge of $100 here, right?
Yes, so thank you so much to James and Jill from Chippewa Falls for that pledge of $100, and that means, again, that we're $700 by our count, as long as everything pledged comes in from the $500 challenge and things like that, too. As long as that comes in, then we will get to that $5,200 matched if another $700 arrives, and we're hoping to do that by 7:30 this morning. And WWIB.com, that big red bar right at the top of the page for the Backpack to School Challenge. Now, our goal, of course, I mean, we're open about this. Our goal is to not just double that $5,200. It's to at least triple that and go beyond. But this is one of those first kind of plateaus on our way up the mountain that we're trying to reach. And we know things aren't easy out there for people, but we're asking that you dig deep and serve those who are in need.
You know, I appreciate you so much, Caleb. I mean, and God's used you a lot in my life, on air and off. And I can see just the different ways in terms of, you know, giving your all and laying it out there and sacrificing. And you're right. I mean, it is to help others. And again, I think sanctification, I said, is going from self-obsessed to God-obsessed and from self-centered to other-centered. And, you know, let's face it. We think about me, myself, and mine. But what about giving it away? What about opening up your hands? And that's why we are so grateful and appreciative to all those who've joined with us. It is a mountain climb, but when you climb a mountain, right, I'm not an expert at it, but you're going against gravity. It's hard. It's a struggle. It's difficult. And you go, but all of these other things, but it's a faith venture. It's a faith venture. So, but pray about it. Ask the Lord, what would he have you give? Because these are folks who are in need, right?
Yeah. And again, locally and internationally. And so again, $700 is our goal, to get $700 more given by 7:30. So we've got 6 minutes left. WWIB.com/backpacks. I want to get us a little bit closer there. I was kind of pondering a little bit, again, what Lindsay and I might want to do this year to help. And I was thinking about this, that, you know, again, thanks to all of you who support the advertisers, those on this station, when you go out and patronize them and support them, that helps the station here. That helps me, because that's a big part of what I do here is working more behind the scenes with our advertisers. And you know, thinking about, wow, you know, I've been blessed to have a good income with this. And yet I feel it. I understand, like, wow, we've got dental bills and we've got doctor bills. And every time you go to the grocery store, fill the car up with gas and all these other things where I can say, but, you know, it's just not as easy as it was previously. But then I think about my children and I think, you know what? The Lord's blessed us in a way that, yeah, are we exorbitantly wealthy? Not at all. But we have everything we need and we have enough to share. And so, again, what I want to do is give a gift of $50 for each of my school-aged children. But I want to double that and give $100 for each of my school-aged children. So $300, because I think about that, you know what, the Lord's provided so that we have enough for us and enough to share. And it's his provision. It's not Caleb's provision. It's not daddy working hard. It's the Lord providing for us. And so that'll get us $300 closer. So that means we're at $400 in 4 minutes here, $400 away from our goal of getting to that $5,200 matched by 7:30 this morning. So would you respond? And I want to put that out, Halvo, to parents and grandparents that maybe, like me, you're thinking about, well, what if I wasn't around? What if my kids were in need? What if I wasn't there to provide those things that they need for the school year? How would I feel if someone else stepped in and said, hey, we want to love on your family. We want to provide this for you. And we're not looking for anything from you. We just want to show you love. And that's what I think this does for a lot of families who found things to be a lot tighter than they ever have been before. That's what these backpack and school supply distributions do. So I want to put this out to other parents, other grandparents to say, put yourself in that situation and say, what if my kids were in need? How would I feel if someone helped them? And so that's what I want to do. And that's what I'm challenging others to do as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. And God speaks to you in terms of these challenges. We had a couple of other, I had the Little More Challenge where whatever you've given in the past year or two with this, we've come back again asking because the need is there just as much or more. And so if you can give what you did in the past and maybe even a little more, or maybe you never did, and maybe this is the year. Otherwise, I'm keeping track the guys versus the gals, and the men continue to trail 22-8. When we got a husband and wife giving like we did from James and Jill, they each get a vote there. But guys, we're behind, so let's step it up. Let's catch up here and take part in this great effort.
We have 3 minutes to get $400 so that we can see that total doubled by 7:30 this morning. That's the first goal of the day. 3 minutes left, WWIB.com. Maybe that's one person taking care of that whole $400. Maybe that's four different people giving 100, eight giving 50. WWIB.com, that red banner right at the top of the page for the Backpack to School Challenge. We need to stop the weather for a second.
Yeah.
I think we need to stop the weather. Sorry, hold your horses, everybody.
Yeah, get the breaking news sounder because we just heard from Christine this morning in Eau Claire in honor of her four grandkids, a gift of
$500.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Christine. And that officially gets us over that first plateau of $5,200 matched. And now we see if we can go from doubling to tripling. Thank you so much, Christine. And again, responding to that call, I said, hey, parents, grandparents, would you take this to heart? And Christine gives that gift in honor of her four grandkids. And again, maybe there's parents, grandparents out there who would say, man, what if that was my child, my grandchild who is in need? How would I feel if I found out that, hey, there's people that love them enough to help them and never want anything back from them, just want to love and serve them so these children go back to school with what they need. Thank you. Thank you so much, Christine. What a blessing
that is
huge. Was to see.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, there's so many different causes you can give to, and we appreciate the fact that you recognize the need here and your great generosity. Thank you, Christine.
All right, we do have to get back to weather, but that was really cool.
That was fantastic,
thank you. Every single gift, again, every gift, large and small, so needed and matters so much. Thank you. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page for the Backpack to School Challenge. Let's keep that momentum going. We're also asking you to go right now, if you would, to WWIB.com and to give a gift of $100 or $50 or $500 or $25 or $1,000. I don't know what it might be. It's whatever the Lord might move you to give to help serve children in need, to help serve their parents as well, too. We have an opportunity here to love and serve families in need, both locally and internationally. And I say serve the parents as well as the kids, because so many times we hear of parents who are struggling and trying very, very hard to provide, but there's too much month and not enough money, no matter how hard they're working. And so we have a great opportunity here during this Backpack to School Challenge. It's presented by Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. And again, we want to provide backpacks filled with school supplies in three different areas. In Chippewa County through Valley Vineyard Church, their big backpack and school supply distribution is coming up very soon. Also, We Care Eau Claire, their backpack giveaway is in mid-August, serving the Eau Claire School District. And again, this year, we have an international component. We want you to help us bring hope to starfish kids in Liberia through Teamwork Africa. We know that it takes at least, an emphasis on at least, $50 to provide a child with a quality backpack and school supplies. And our goal is to provide 300 or more backpacks by this Friday, which would be $15,000 or more in just 1 week. Now, thanks to our wonderful sponsors, Metropolis Resort and so many others, we have that matching challenge. Started out with $5,200. Praise the Lord. We saw that matched this morning, got past that, and now we're seeing, hey, can we go beyond doubling that to tripling that and then even beyond? Thank you so much to all of our sponsors, including your family-owned A&W restaurants of Withy, Spencer, Colby, Altoona, and Cadott, Dee and the team there. Thank you to WNB Financial, to Overhead Door Company of the Chippewa Valley, Roto-Rooter Sewer and Drain Cleaning, and Stelter Incorporated. If you'd like to help us meet this need, you can give right away at wwib.com/backpacks, wwib.com/backpacks. And we have a gift, too, that I'm probably going to choke up reading, so I'm going to... maybe see if Mark will do that.
No, I think it's as meaningful, probably the most meaningful gift we've received so far. It's from Nicholas in Exland, and giving $100 and in memory of his daughter, Siri. And we've heard about Siri, the Jason Gray concert. And he says, in memory of Siri, who passed away this past February from her battle with osteosarcoma. And he says today she would have turned 17. And so he's pledging two backpacks for the 2 years that she would have had left in high school. And Caleb, we have talked about, just yesterday, we were talking about people who've gotten the gut punch of life and out of that hurt and pain and hardship, still giving. And this one just is, wow.
Yeah. Don't have a whole lot that I can add to that. Happy heavenly birthday, Siri. And thank you, Nicholas, for that gift as well, too, for caring for others in such a beautiful way this morning. Again, we'll talk more about this in just a few moments, but thank you for reaching out, even in the midst of that pain and sorrow, and saying the Lord can always turn it for good.
Continuing on the Backpack to School Challenge today through Friday, and Caleb, where do we sit right now in terms of our goal?
Well, I think we're still $800 away from trying to get to that $1,000 that we're hoping to get to by 8 o'clock. But again, whenever it comes in, maybe by 8:30, we could see that met. But $800 away from that goal.
And again, thank you to Nicholas and Exlin. Wow, thank you so much. But Brian Quaid in studio, he's not only a pastor at Bethesda Lutheran Brethren, and you've not only heard him on the radio in the 11 o'clock hour, and Bethesda service has been airing for years then, but he's a great friend. And our sons, Michael and Kip, are great buddies.
They sure are.
Yeah. And you've been working with Bethesda and We Care Eau Claire for a long time.
Yeah. So We Care Eau Claire kind of started to work together, this group of churches in the community, in 2019. So our first event was in 2020, which was an interesting experience. But it's kind of grown from there. And it's just been a rich opportunity to have churches work together to partner in this, and some great partnerships with businesses, and especially working so closely with the school district. It's built some really good relationships. It's been great.
And I think the need has certainly continued to grow in the Eau Claire School District. But I think what's amazing to see is how more and more churches and individuals have also risen to the challenge to say, we want to make sure that there's no unmet needs in our area.
Right. Yeah. And that's one thing that has set We Care Eau Claire apart, I think, is that we've really been committed to trying to make sure we meet every need. If we run out of backpacks at the event, we find ways to help those families still. And especially with the partnership with the school district, that's worked out really well. But people are struggling. We all know that through inflation and all this stuff. And when you're already working so hard to put pinch pennies to care for your family, the need for everybody gets excited for new school supplies, but it's an expensive thing, and we just want to come alongside and help.
I'm at WeCareEauClaire.com right now, and looking at it tells you the number of students at each school that were helped, and last year 1205, and so that's amazing. And I heard an interview Dawson was doing yesterday amidst some of the live updates from the National Night Out that Caleb was doing. And it sounds like you continue to get more and more organizations in part. I mean, talk about community effort. This is like the church and beyond, right? We Care Eau Claire.
Right, yeah. We've built some great relationships with businesses in town who have contributed money to help us purchase the school supplies in bulk ahead of time. And then churches are bringing in backpacks, and the WWIB family has been helping for a few years too. And it's just been really cool to see all those relationships come together as we care really as a community to care for these families.
Brian, what are some of the things that you see and hear from those receiving the backpacks, receiving the help? Because I think we want to focus sometimes too on not just the kids and the smiling faces, but the relief from parents who are trying so hard and saying, man, that just can't quite fill in these gaps, the relief and the encouragement it gives them when their children are loved in this way.
Yeah, for sure. Parents love their kids, and when they're stressed out, they come kind of desperate, and then seeing just kind of the relief on parents, the joy in the kids, it's just a rich, wonderful experience. At We Care Eau Claire, at the event on the 19th, we'll have volunteers who walk through the event with families individually, so they help them find the backpacks they need. There's also going to be about 30 or so community resource groups there that we can introduce families to so that they are aware of other resources in the community, and Feed My People's there to provide some food. It's just a really great event, and just kind of, definitely. We've seen some desperate parents come in, and the look of relief when they walk away is just awesome.
You know, at a time when we bemoan, rightly, so many cases, the division in society, the division even in the church, wow, this is just coming together. I'm thinking of that song Caleb and I both like, Better Together by Unsecret.
Yeah.
And song request there. So anyhow, I just think, what would be, as we wrap up, Brian Quaid from Bethesda, what would you say to folks who are listening north, south, east, and west in the WIB listening area? As, you know, they've heard Caleb and I talk about this for 3 days, but what would you say as somebody who's been there on the front lines with We Care Eau Claire? So talk to them directly as we ask for their financial support.
Yeah, we just invite you to pray about it and help us out. There are opportunities to volunteer. We start packing backpacks next week in the mornings at the Bridge Church and in the afternoons at Bethesda. And then the event is the 19th, 4 to 7. So there are opportunities to interact with families. There are opportunities to interact with other people and pack backpacks. It's just, you can definitely give to the cause this week through WWIB, have your gift multiplied, and it'll go a long, long way. We just want the people in our community to know that churches are a place that we're their neighbors. We care about them, and we're a place they can turn to.
They will know us by our love.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want here. Brian Quaid, thank you so much for joining us again this week here. Eau Claire Backpack and School Supply Distribution, expecting to serve even more than I had anticipated, about 1,400 students.
Absolutely.
So again, when you add that to maybe 1,000 or more students from the Valley Vineyard Backpack and School Supply Distribution, and then, of course, all the children in the Teamwork Africa sphere in Liberia as well, too. We're asking for a lot, friends, this week. We're asking for a lot, and please know that it will do so much good to the glory of God. So WWIB.com, we've got one tune left before our WIB Wake Up Show weather update, and maybe we could still reach that next $1,000 plateau. What are we, $800 away from that? But maybe that's one person who's heard this morning and would be moved by it. Maybe that's eight people giving $100. I'm not sure, but I do know, as Halvo said, we are better together.
Feeling lost when you're away. An hour feels like 1,000 days. I tell myself I can live with the changes. Truth is, my soul can't take it. You know that nothing will keep us apart.
We both have been touched and moved by this $100 gift from Nicholas in memory of his daughter, Siri, and I think that ties in with the song request.
Yes, and so again, this would have been Siri's birthday today. He told us, again, she passed away this past February. If you missed this dedication from Nick and his family from osteosarcoma, I know many of you were praying along with us for Siri And so today he says Siri would have turned 17. So he's pledging two backpacks for the 2 years that she would have had left in high school. And thank you so much. That an incredibly generous gift of $100. I know when I was putting out the call this morning saying, hey, would there be other parents, other grandparents who would respond? Because that was my challenge personally, is a gift for each of my children. This is an incredible response too from Nick, even in the midst of pain and sorrow, saying, I want to, through that pain, give the Lord the glory for that and say that he is good and what he does is good and give so generously. So thank you so much to Nick for that. And he asked for a couple songs from one of Siri's favorite artists, Jason Gray. I know Siri got a chance even in that hospital bed to have some time with Jason, and that was a beautiful thing. So this is Jason Gray's newest tune. It's called Awestruck, On My Way Home.
I was hiking in the Rockies, high above the valley down below. On the county line of heaven, so close I could feel it in my bones. With one foot in eternity, the other still in Colorado. Like an orchard with fruit hanging off of every tree. So much glory all around us, and yet so much still just out of reach. But there's sweetness and longing when every unrequited love's reminding me that I'm all. Finally opened up in me. When each sunrise is a beacon, I can't help but believe in that I'm
What's up, Western Wisconsin? I'm Jason Gray, and you're checking out the one station in the valley bringing you closer to home, 103.7 FM, WWIB.
To cripple me with the perfect plan to break my belief. Took me piece by piece till my faith was all but gone. It knocked me down so far that I couldn't get up. But face down in the dirt, I heard the voice of love saying, do not fear, you won't be here for long. I will rise again. I will rise again. Love could make me whole, but I will rise again, stronger in the end. I believe in a brand new day, a love that saves, so I can say, I will rise. Who I was, you won't recognize me. Love came down and redefined me. Piece by piece, put me back together differently. Try to bring me down, has been put to shame, it's been turned around. As I come so alive, that death is afraid of me.
Jason Gray, I Will Rise. And before that, his new tune, Awestruck, both in honor of Siri this morning.
I know Caleb and I are hoping and praying that you'll join with us. You'll co-labor, as Caleb said, with the Lord and with us, and trying to fill these backpacks for these kids in need.
Thank you so much to Steve and Sarah from Cameron for a gift of $100.
Thank you
so much. Oh, my goodness. Wow. A gift of $1,000,
wow,
just came in.
There
Cece
you go.
From Bruce.
Praise the Lord for Cece. Thank you.
Wow. We just talked long enough, and God's like, just move aside, boys.
Thank you, Cece.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord.
There you go.
There we go, man.
Bruce, the city of Bruce.
Thank you so much to everyone who's given as we continue for the rest of today, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay, I take back that today was somewhat down.
Yeah, I know.
$1,100, just like that.
What's he going to do next? Sometimes we just get to react live on air to the amazing things that our God does.